When I was younger, I had a thing for a certain type of guy. I was seriously into these dark and disturbed types. You know, the rebel without a cause, the guy who wrote poetry, who was probably a starving artist of some kind, and who pretty much hated the whole world and like 99% of the people in it. He would always have some kind of cause he was super passionate about and very often called people zombies or sheep. You know the guy, right? Being the codependent type that I would totally take pleasure in finding this kind of guy in dark corners of parties and gatherings or whatever and making him my mission to get inside his head and make him like me. We would end up having these deep and intellectual conversations, so philosophical, and they left me feeling like I'd almost had a sort of religious experience. I'd be all googly-eyed, thinking he saw me and that we were sort of connecting on some really deep level. The only thing was that after the first couple of meetings, I'd always be left feeling like I'd been duped, but I couldn't quite figure out why. Can you relate? Let me ask you. Have you ever met someone who seemed to be a sort of introvert? They might have been a little shy, and maybe even they talked about how they were a highly sensitive person or an empath at times. But the more you got to know them, the more you realized that they had kind of a weird sense of selfishness and they were low-key egocentric. If so, you might have been dealing with a covert narcissist. This is what we call it when someone is sort of an incognito narcissist. They might act like an introvert as far as most people can tell. People who don't know them well or don't live with them might even assume they are one. Maybe they're just a little shy or a little too sensitive. But how can you tell if someone is a covert narcissist? What are the signs, and how are they different from introverts and regular, more overt narcissists? Well, that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. How to identify covert narcissism. So let's do this. Covert narcissists are often also called vulnerable narcissists, closet narcissists, or introverted narcissists. This is probably because they don't appear to have much self-confidence as opposed to their more overt counterparts. They are the eternal damsel in distress or the big martyr of some oh-so-noble cause. So how do you identify a covert narcissist? In a nutshell, a covert narcissist is someone who has narcissistic personality disorder, or might if they'd ever go see a psychologist for a diagnosis, but most of them will never go see a psychologist because they never think anything's wrong with them. This person also doesn't seem to have the obvious grandiosity factor of a regular narcissist. They don't always seem to act as self-important as the more overt narcissist. They don't appear to feel like they're better than everyone, at least not before you know them well. They do appear to be vulnerable and oversensitive, which will most often manifest in their behavior as hostility and defensiveness. These are going to be the people who are quietly looking down their nose at you, judging you and everyone else around them harshly and very often unfairly. They do have a few things in common with overt narcissists, including a huge sense of often unearned entitlement, grandiose fantasies about their life, a willingness to exploit others to get what they want, and they also seek power and control. And of course, there is the trademark lack of empathy. But how does a covert narcissist differ from a more overt narcissist? Well, unlike the overt narcissist, the covert narcissist will not necessarily display narcissistic behavior that you can immediately recognize. You might even think they're an empath, because they seem so modest, so sensitive, and so very unsure of themselves. While they will have the standard grandiose fantasies for their life, all of which are sure to be unrealistic and self-centered, not to mention ridiculously overinflated, they will also believe that their dreams are unrealistic and unattainable. They will blame the world for somehow holding them back, but secretly they'll believe they're a fraud. You see a lot of imposter syndrome in people like this. Ironically, the covert narcissist will even feel guilty for wanting what they want, and somehow this inner conflict will lead them to suppress pretty much all of their true feelings. This, of course, gives you the false self and leads to the inner conflict that translates into outer behavior. This behavior might include things like exhibitionist type behavior or being overly competitive, and they might be unacceptably aggressive when it comes to getting what they want. Let's talk about covert narcissists and the poor me game. Your average covert narcissist spends a lot of time feeling sorry for themselves. They practically invented narcissistic injury. But why do they do this? Why does the vulnerable narcissist play that poor me game so well? Well, it all comes down to one thing. Covert narcissists, they hate themselves. In fact, they seem to think it's possible to hate yourself better. I can tell you personally, that's not true. Though they continue to demonstrate the behavior that they loathe, the covert narcissist is powerless to control their thoughts, and their deep inner conscience is not okay with the person they are or have become. Unlike their more overt counterparts, covert narcissists actually judge themselves far more harshly than anyone else judges them. And on a deep level, they judge themselves more harshly than they judge other people, at least those outside of their immediate inner circle. Either way, while they seem to be outwardly unconcerned with the world, they certainly have quietly high standards for their lives, don't they? But these may be outside of normal high standards. For example, a covert narcissist might be broke, but they might claim they do it on purpose because they say they don't believe in capitalism, and then they will find themselves feeling superior to anyone they consider a sort of servant to their jobs or to the money, or anyone who wants or obtains anything of monetary value. So they will quietly stick to this unreasonable standard to the best of their abilities, happy to secretly look down their noses at people they deem lesser or otherwise inferior to themselves. Here's a good example of that. Let's say a covert narcissist is a passionate but broke musician who plays exclusively in basements and back rooms, and who does so because they claim they want to stay true to their art. They really don't want to become a sellout. And one evening after a gig, something crazy happens. A record executive comes up to them and says, "Hey, do you have a demo? Because I think I might be able to get you a recording contract." Well, the covert narcissist at that moment is going to jump at that opportunity, most likely, because the truth is they really do secretly want to be rich and famous. But once they take the time to put together a demo and send it over to the record guy, well, the guy never responds. And when the narcissist calls him, the guy says, "You know what? I realized I was more intoxicated than I thought that night. The deal's off." This sends the narcissist into a spiral of self-loathing. And of course, anytime the covert narcissist fails to meet these so-called standards and behaves in any way that their inner critic deems bad or not desirable, by, in this case, agreeing to sell out and sending the demo rather than snubbing the commercial music industry that they always claim to hate, yeah, they're back to square one. They hate both themselves and the zombies or sheep who caused them to fall off track. Now, they also hate the industry even more, and especially those music executives who they say always want to commercialize everything. They even justify their rejection by saying that the executive in question didn't get their music because their music is so deep that it's somehow above the executive level of understanding. Later, they might even make up stories about how they were offered a record deal, but they turned it down because they wanted to avoid becoming a sellout. All right, I'm going to come clean right here in case you haven't guessed already. That was a true story about a covert narcissist that was once part of my life. Yeah. Anywho, the covert narcissist lives with self-hate because of their distorted sense of self-awareness. It all boils down to one thing. The narcissist understands on some level that their self-inflating ideas are not quite realistic. So while they continue to have these narcissistic thoughts and even occasional narcissistic external behaviors, they're always holding themselves to a very high standard. They spend their lives competing with the one person they're never going to beat, and that is themselves, or some version of themselves. At the same time, they are incapable of openly accepting blame or responsibility for anything that isn't positive, and in fact, they relate any such admission to the weakness of other people or badness of other people, which most likely is because of the angry kind of envy that's like psychologists say is involved in the creation of any narcissistic behavior. The covert narcissist is often mistaken for an introvert or a shy person because to the untrained eye, they appear to be a pushover who is generally unassertive. They see themselves and others see them as victims or as people who aren't able to obtain what they should have or what they deserve. People who don't really know them may say or think things like, "Oh, they're just a big teddy bear," or, "Oh, their bark is way worse than their bite." These people will also call themselves a perfectionist or claim to be a little OCD. They'll have outrageously adolescent daydreams about being a big famous something or other, and they might even have a somewhat questionable grip on reality, which leads to feelings of personal guilt and self-hate. They might also have feelings of being worthless, countered by feelings of being different, separate, or better than the average person. Now, does any of that sound familiar to you? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, what do you think? Have you ever met a covert narcissist, and how could you tell? What characteristics do you think most clearly define the covert narcissist? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, please make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.